Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
I'm young, I'm handsome, I'm fast, I'm pretty, and can't possibly be beat.
Let the beat knock.
Top of that, high five, girl, you know that you
it's like they all die.
No, it ain't a question. Killing them is evident. When you hit the room, these other women lose their element. That's why I be attracted to you, positive and negative. Put in front of beauty, they look worse than they already did. See, shorty could rip the runway with some sweats on, and straight killing them. It's like they getting sent home. And independence is just no one to depend on. At the end of the day, she bringing her ends home. That's what I like in a woman. She be dumb fly, smart as an alumni, fresh up off a college trip. Hit a spot, make all of their jaws drop. And it ain't even needed for Zipper to go acknowledge it. Cause that right there is a given. I'll be tripping if I try to keep pointing out the obvious. Girl, listen, I know you killing them bitches. Every time you shut it down, you leave them powerless. And yeah, that's why I ain't gotta stand and repeat it. You be hella fly. That's why they never try. They know better. I tell them 10, 11 times until they see you stand up like the letter I. Right next to my side, like Bonnie did Clyde. It's a lot of other chicks, but how many of them are riding? You keep yourself up on top of that. High five, girl, you know that you be killing them. It's like they all die. I don't ever notice what they on. They gon' have a hard time getting my attention, cause I'm so up in my zone. Looking at you is when I get focused in the dome. Cause I'm scoping, but I'm hoping I'll be poking with the bone. What the kid go through to have you over in my home? It's a pleasure and an honor to be showing you my room. She done heard it and seen it. The type with a guard up, something that I'm into and I wanna be a part of. Cause she bad, something I would wanna have. She just throw it in the bag, she ain't worried about the price tag. A lot of fans who be docking in the stands. When she posted with a man, she be showing them that nice swag. Straight killer, ain't no other chick thriller who be sweeter than vanilla, still coated in the ice bag. None of them, but they should be getting familiar, cause ain't no other similar. I'm telling you, like, man, I don't even need to repeat it, but you be hella fly. That's why they never try. They know better. I tell them 10, 11 times until they see you stand up like the letter I. Right next to my side, like Bonnie did Clyde. It's a lot of other chicks, but how many of them will ride? And you keep yourself up on top of that. High five, girl, you know that you be killing them. It's like they all die.
This is your girl, Lanae Michelle, reminding you to keep it locked right here on LawlessRadio.com.
Oh, what's the business? What's the business? What's the business? You already know who it is, baby. The chairman, Lawless Radio, is on live. Call a friend and tell a friend to bring about three or four friends so we can get it in. You know what I'm saying? Next 2 hours, man, we're going to do what it is we do on Lawless Radio, and that is support your local come up. Underground, unsigned, independent music. That's how we do it. My artist, listen, man, y'all trying to get in the rotation, man. I already got people hitting me saying, can you play this? Can you play that? Can you play this? Hey, y'all can't send me the songs during the show and expect me to get them played, man. Can't do that unless they already in the rotation. I can't play them, man. I got to give them that once over, twice over, thrice over. Make sure that they on point, man. Make sure that you bought your A game. Make sure that everything is going to be good when I play the song, man. But y'all got that music you're trying to get to me, man. Simply go to LawlessRadio.com. Click on the Submit Music tab. It is that easy. Do not pretty please, do not send me any links. I will not be going anywhere to download any music. If you want the music played, send it to me. MP3 format, preferably. All right? It's all you got to do, man. I don't need no checks. No money orders, no none of that game that's ran on that. I give me $10 and I play your song and it never get played. Negative. If the song is hot, we're going to go ahead and play it, all right? So get me that music. I'm going to give y'all another song, man, and then we're going to come back. We're going to talk about that baby mama. No, I've been getting hit up and everything like, man, it's an author got a book about baby mama. I'm going to go ahead and we're going to get off into it. I'm going to be in the chat room in a minute, man. I'm getting text time, man. Why you ain't in the chat room? I'm going to be in the chat room in a minute, man. Y'all want to kick it with us in the chat room, man, do that. Go to LawlessRadio.com. Click on Listen Live and select the chat, man. We got the video if you want us to see your face and all of that stuff there. But just kick it with us, man. It's the new joint, man. It's your man, Ghost Shawty. This is Ghost Shawty, not JK. Lawless Radio, y'all.
Yo, Thank you. Taking things for you, trying to do the things that a man should do. Spending quality time, going to the movies, holding hands in the park, to win, to dark. Holding you around town, with the rag top down, down. The wind is in your hair, all the ladies stop and stare. Wishing they were you, telling me what to do. There's nothing I wouldn't do for you. I'm in love with you. There's nothing I wouldn't do. Look at here, now look what's going on. Can't you see that it's wrong? We don't even make love anymore. I'm out the door, can't take no more. Ain't going out like that no more. Like that no more. Girl, you lied and said you were in it to win it. Then you started tripping.
Things and all that stuff fixed, so I'm finna get my man on the line with y'all now, man. Go ahead and get that set up. Hey, you on that, big dog?
Yo, T.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Chilling, man.
Man, man. I don't know what it was, man. We got that technical boy when you start messing with servers and stuff.
Yo, probably mad people calling and they checking because you know this. It's a hot topic right here, you know what I'm saying? Baby mama versus baby daddy, come on, man. Equal child support, come on, man.
No doubt. Hey, and that's what we're going to do, man. We're going to go ahead and jump right in and steam it up, man. Give me the breakdown, man. Because I know the book is moving, man. The book is moving,
man.
And you do it with the book. So congratulations on that, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Thus far, the total amount, I think the book, it's almost, come next week, it'll be out like almost a month. But I think we done hit the 20,000 mark in sales. And, you know, for a lot of people that don't know, like, that's like in music, that's like if an artist, if their album sell 1 million copies. Like, so, because you figure, and just doing the math, you know, some of us do the math, but you figure if you sold 20,000 books, at you know, at $14 a book, you know what I'm saying? Like that's a
right.
crazy penny right there.
Right.
You know,
right.
you know,
right.
God is God. You know, God is good. Matter of fact, my co-author Michelle Genovese, she should be calling a little later, probably like another
okay.
next 15 minutes, and then my other co-author, you know what I'm saying, Amore, she should be calling because I got a book coming out in October, on October 9th, called Child Support with her. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, God is just really blessing us over here at First Gen. You know what I'm saying? Good luck to Carl Webb and everybody at Killington, man. You know, we're shooting a movie out in Chicago. So everybody that's listening, you know what I'm saying, if you out in the Chicago area, you want to be in a Baby Mama film, you know what I'm saying, just email moviecast@yahoo.com. Tell Michael First told you to, you know, hit him. But, man, everything is good, man. But I want to see who on the line. And let's get this cracking, man. Like, yo, I want to know if there's any baby mamas or any baby daddies out there that want to vent or, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, man. Or if they going through something. Matter of fact, my baby mother was supposed to be on the line with me, but she's with my oldest daughter right now. But, you know, like
okay.
even if there's mothers out there that they want to know how they can possibly get along with their baby
right.
father, or the baby
right.
father's having problems with the baby mother, and maybe we can just, you know, real talk, T. Like, I know you brought me up here to promote the book and to try to sell the book and all that. But real talk, man, I'm a real dude, B. And I think it's you know, for people that's out there that's listening, I think maybe we can just give them a couple jewels on
right.
you know what I'm saying, and just help them to, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, just because the father or the mother, if they're not in the same household, that don't mean that they can't get along to help
right,
raise
now,
the
raise
children.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So maybe we
exactly
can just
that.
Give pointers on what we do with the mother of our kids, or wife or girlfriend or whatever. So real talk, if there's anybody out there, you know what I'm saying, like, that's listening, you know, you know, I know how some people be embarrassed, they don't want to put their business on the
right,
street.
Hey.
We'll keep talking, y'all. Just keep
that's what
writing
I'm saying,
down
man.
The jewels
hey,
or whatever.
We,
I know how that is, man.
Hey, we got somebody right now, man. I got a 757-5510 on the line. Who we got?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me?
Look, I just want to know what I'm supposed to do with, like, a $2.40 child support check every month. I want to know what I'm supposed to do with that, because that's just my question
wow.
for the moment. No, I'm kidding. $2.40.
Yeah,
yeah. I was gonna say, I know. I was gonna say, T, I know that voice right there. I think that's Michelle Genovese. You know what I'm saying? That's Genovese right there.
Hey, what's going on now?
For baby mama right there. I was about to
hey,
say.
Hey, I
like,
her, boy, she found a court to award her that.
Yeah, like she just, like she just stands for the court system, right?
Right.
Like
fuck the judge.
Like,
that's what
but
she
no,
does.
That's a conversation I hear on a regular basis. Like, when dealing with my homegirls, it's like when you're getting a check that's no money and you're supporting the child, what you supposed to do with that? Because
wow.
the baby daddy don't want to do shit, nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yay. I deal with that all
right.
the time.
Wow.
So,
that is
so,
crazy
so,
because what they
so
do
what,
is
so what, what,
make
so what, advice,
sick
what advice would you give them to Cheryl? You know what I'm saying? What advice do you give them?
I mean, me personally, I tell them, I'm like, you need to do whatever you need to do so that you're a strong woman in front of your child and that you're not dependent on this male person that's not even a figurehead in their life. You know, so I'm like, don't stress about that little bit of money. I understand that you're not getting a lot, but there's overtime, there's other things to compensate for what he's not doing. You know what I mean? Because a lot of dudes, from my experience, some of them will work under the table, so they don't even get a check, so nothing's even reported to
yeah.
the government. And
big
it's like,
time,
as soon as you take that up with him, you got to be the bigger person, because you're raising another human being. So in
right.
the eyes of this other human, you want to be the bigger person. You want to show them that mommy can do this by herself if she has to. Mommy not going to sit
right.
and cry and argue over no dude giving her no money. You know.
Wow, yeah.
Right.
And, yo,
right.
let me say this, real talk, Michelle. Let me say this. For all the guys that's listening, you can work under the table for 10, 20 years, brother. Let me tell you now, Uncle Sam, Mr. Child Support Man, will catch you.
You
know what I'm saying? So,
you don't
do you really want to be 60, 70 years old paying child support or whatever, because trust me, they going to do that. They going to tag you. So you like, you running and all that. Like, you ain't Obama.
You know something? That's
you know
why
I mean, you
know something?
Yo.
But check this out. In the state of Georgia, you know what they do for you? If you unable to pay child support, you know, and you get behind your child support in the state of Georgia, you can't even get business licenses and things. You know, so you got somebody, you know, that's trying to do something, you know, for themselves. You know, hey, I want to go ahead and start a little restaurant. You know, because you fail to handle your business, your responsibilities, hey, this is what we're going to do for you. Until you catch up on that money you owe for that kid you got out there, you're in a deadlock. You know, you're in a deadlock. So, you know, that right there is cool, and I think it was a real good step. You know, for the state, you know, because first thing, you know, that was happening was, you know, you had the mothers, you know, trying to go after the fathers. But the crazy thing is, one of the cases that brought that on was actually a flip. It was actually the mother had, you know, the single father. You know, he's trying to get this money, you know, and his wife, you know, got this little business and all of that stuff. You know, and after you go, you know, and after you incorporate and all that stuff, you know, yeah, you can show the company got this money, but can't nobody personally sue you for the money that your company got. So if you still showing that you ain't got no money, yeah, the company there, but I ain't got no money, you can't get nothing. Then when they change that in the state of Georgia, you know, they start popping off a bunch of people. You know, hey, your liquor license is gone. Your business license is suspended, you know, until you catch up on that child support. You know, then they start catching up on people. You know, so I think that was, you know, that's a good step there. And, I mean, a lot of other states, you know, should adopt that, because, I mean, the question that you asked when you came on, you know, and I mean, not even just to say, you know, the $2 or so, you know, but I got partners, you know, getting child support, took out a check, you know, they giving up about $60, $70 a check, you know, but mom's getting about $40, $50 a month, you know. First off, where the rest of that money going?
I would say this, because I'm a father, you know what I'm saying, and I've been, my oldest daughter, Jasmine is 15, you know what I'm saying? So you might as well say I've been on papers for the last 14, 15 years, you know what I'm saying? And this was like, you know, I'm going to keep it real, keep it 100. In the beginning, maybe for like the first 2 years, I was mad or whatever event, like, yo, da da da. But, yo, at the end of the day, man, like, if you and the mother, like me and April, even me, you know what I'm saying, like, even me and my ex-wife, you know, from time to time, we still battle, but they ain't even got nothing, you know what I'm saying, and Nichelle can vouch for that, but at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, like, yeah, she can vouch, because, like, you know what I'm saying, like Nichelle's like my sister, too, but, like, you know what I'm saying, she can really be on the phone and really say, I rarely call my ex-wife, and, you know what I'm saying, Like we peoples, you know, all of us are peoples, you know what I'm saying? So even the fathers that's out there, or if you're about to have a child, man, like, I wouldn't even really waste the energy trying to fight with your baby mother. Like me, because at the end of the day, it's all about the kids. I know everybody keeps saying that, but trust me, man, do you really want to look up and your child, your son or daughter's 18 years, and you like, man, I've been beefing with, or she been beef, or I've been beefing with this dude for the last 18 years or whatever, over what? You know what I'm saying? So, like, okay, if somebody going to do, and he's even for the mothers, if he going to do, he going to do. If he not going to do, you just do what you got to do. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying? But I would advise, you know what I'm saying, whatever, like, if you can meet in the middle with each other, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, it trust me, it really helps for the kids, and Michelle can tell you, like, even with me and my ex-wife, you know what I'm saying, we are not together. If you ask Michelle how the kids are, you know what I'm saying, like we'll be going somewhere, and she had to look in the back seat, like, first, are they back there? You know what I'm saying? But we have, me and my two, and I don't even call my baby mothers, I call them the mothers of my kids. The mothers of my kids.
And you know what? I swear that's what I was just about to say. I have never liked that word, you know, baby mama. I ain't never liked baby daddy. Me, myself, personally, I never even wanted to be called daddy. You know, when you're coming up in Chicago, you know, our welfare is called ABC. But for us kids, we called it after daddy cut out. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's for. So, you know, coming up, man, I never wanted to be known as a daddy, you know, and I tried to teach my kids, you know, get, you know, man, pops, call me whatever. You know, then it got to the point where, you know, I'm old man and all of that, and I take that a whole lot better than daddy. You know, when I think of daddy, you know, I think about, you know, the sperm donors we had in the crib,
right.
You know. They dropped the kids, and they dead, you know. So I see them as daddies. I don't see me nowhere in that league. You know, I done made my five. It's right, and I'm there for my five. You know,
yeah.
I mean, no matter how old they get, you know, I'm still there. You know, giving that direction and all of that stuff. There, a daddy to me is you know, like I said, dude, he came in, he made the kids. You know, been one. You know, come around, oh,
yeah.
You look just like me.
Yeah,
I look like you, dog.
You
know,
got my
ears. My wrists and yours too, right?
Where's
right,
true
to my loin. You know what I'm saying? It's like smart.
You got my big toe.
Now. Right. Hey, man, I got something from Breon. Breon said, he said this for my man. He said, what advice do you give a dude who trying to do for his kid, but his baby mama on that, don't be wanting, his, hold on, let me try to break up this broken English. Said his baby mama on that, don't be wanting the baby around his girlfriend mess. So that creates the problem. What advice do you got?
All right, this is what I would do.
Ten left. All
right. What he gonna have to do?
He's gonna have to handle it legally.
Yeah, like it's legal. Or sometimes if you use, like, I know it's sad, but sometimes if you use, like, I'm not gonna say revert. Like okay, let's say if he try this, like. Okay, let's say his girl is on one side, his baby mother's on the other side. You know what I'm saying? Where he just always saying, yo, what, such and such acts. Like, it ain't going to, trust me, it ain't going to happen overnight, dude. Like, it's really not, like, with their relationship. But he's just going to have to really, I think once his baby mother just starts to see, like, he's just being a bigger person. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, let's say, okay, yeah, but okay. Let's say you ever had a fly mess with your tea, and the fly key, and you keep swatting it, and it seems like the more you keep swatting it, the more the fly keeps fucking with you.
But when you realize
the fly, like, you're like, man, I ain't gonna pay this fly no attention. The fly just flies away. Real talk, and that really happens. If I guarantee you, if he does that, let's say with his baby mother, and be like, and he don't show that it fucks with him, then,
right.
Like, he has to kind of switch up. What you got to do, it's almost, you're doing almost reverse psychology. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, where you're not letting it show that it fucks with you. Because,
yeah, like,
you know,
you're responding with anger, that intensifies this situation.
Exactly.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
right.
If he use that reverse psychology, and she like, I can't, you like, yo, you know what? You know what? You're right. I can't stand her sometimes, too. It's all good. And then, like, his baby mother going to look at him like, did this nigga just... he's using that reverse psychology.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And she like, well, you know what? I mean, it's almost like, being a Christian, we always use this, but a lot of times, okay, I'm going to tell you what I did with my ex-wife. Because, like it got to a point in the beginning where I was like, Lord, I told my mother, I said, Ma, I'm calling you to say goodbye because I'm a killer. So my partner Moose, he was like, nah, first I'm gonna tell you what you do, B. He said the next time she wanna start arguing and stuff like that, he said, just bust out and start praying. And I said, what? He said, yeah, she gonna look at you like you goddamn crazy. So I was like, yo, I said, you know what? I said, yo, I'm willing to try anything. So one day she was like, and I said, you know, if she go to church every day, she, you know, usher, whatever. So I was like, you know what, Father God, I started to start praying while she was getting, like, you know, like outside the car. And she was like, she stopped dead in her tracks, and she was like, what is wrong with you? I was like, no, man. I'm just rebuking that devil in the name of Jesus. And then, man, ever since that day, she ain't really argue with me no more.
Hey, y'all, let me pay these bills real quick, and we're going to come back and get y'all on, and we're going to open the phone line, because the phone lines are jumping off. We're going to open
it's
these phone lines. Everybody's on the line, man. Y'all stay right there. We're going to come right back to y'all. Let me get y'all something this joint got a lot of heat to it, man. This is I Wish I Never Told You. Hey, man, y'all know where y'all hear the new music at first, baby. You get it right here at the Lawless Radio.
Yo, Sha.
Yeah.
It's popping.
It's like how I came on the air, right?
Hey, y'all. All right, y'all.
I'm sitting here like, how am I gonna come on this phone? Like, you know what? Cause I can hear y'all, I can hear the radio, I can hear y'all talking.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna call him real quick.
Sometimes it's hard to say.
Like,
what
this
really
would be interesting.
You know,
I know people like Kiki be doing this every
gone.
Day. He be giving those $2.40 checks. Like, what am I doing with this book?
Like, what
am I going to
do with that, right?
Special. Guess what? tricking. I'm calling her a gift. Some of you call it pippin. I call it the gift to find the ones that are gifted. Hey.
Enough. I feel the past, the lock, the half, the knock, the half, I got down. Giving them something that people can. Watch, make the ears pop.
on a hump day, doing it the way we do it, baby. That is support your local come up. Make sure y'all tuning in tomorrow night. Your girl Catrice has got them going wild. 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Friday. So Ambitious got you jumping off 8 p.m. Eastern. Johnny Westmoreland is ending that week on Sunday, or is it beginning the week? I don't know. But whatever it is, he's doing it for y'all Sundays at 6 p.m. Central. Sherm, the man, is kicking it off on Mondays. Got a new show we getting ready to bring y'all, man. Just close it. My girl Juicy is coming to y'all on Saturdays, man. I'm going to let y'all know the official start date, man. Y'all going to have on my show next week with me. Going to go ahead and introduce y'all, man. Bringing Florida into the house, man. Lawless Radio, man. Where ain't we at? And I don't want nobody to correct my English either. Where ain't we at? All right? Hey, man, I'm finna bring first back in on this combo,
yo,
man.
Real quick, yo. I want to show on Lawless, man. I think twice a, and let's get the people to decide though. I think, yo, real talk, I think me and UT, we make a good connect. You know what I'm saying? I think at least twice a month. You know what I'm saying? You should have your boy co-host with you, man. I think we can take it over. You know what I'm saying?
You can't have two dudes without a female perspective, okay?
I didn't even think about that.
You
got a point there.
View.
You know what I'm saying? Because the phone. I know the phone line's blowing up. Matter of fact, shout out to One of the people that first bought the book, I know, I think she on the line. Zena Love, shout out to her. Shout out to my man Jason Moody out there in Paterson, New Jersey. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to our movie director for Baby Mama Michael. I think he on the line. Shout out to Erica Duke. You know what I'm saying? She on the line and listening. Shout out to my man Jose. He on the line listening. And whoever else, if I forgot your name, you know what I'm saying, whatever. But, it's Baby Mama versus Baby Daddy equals child support. Matter of fact, also, shout out to Amor. I think she on the line waiting to come on. You know what I'm saying, with the book Child Support. You know what I'm saying, shout out to the whole First Gen publisher. Shout out to my man, Chad. You know what I'm saying, First Gen. With the book,
first, you
the
just
ran out
a list of both of us, dude. You got it, baby.
Hey, but you know what? I'm going to rewind a little bit on what you just said, and then we're going to go ahead and start getting these phone lines because people going to start getting upset. I got a Tuesday. I got Tuesday wide open. Y'all
let's
tell me y'all want a show, I would give y'all Tuesday. Do we got a deal?
We got a deal. Yo, we inking it in right now. You know what I'm saying? We ain't getting it right now. Let's do it.
Go.
Matter of fact,
I
don't know.
Why
don't we do this? Why don't we let the people decide if we should do the first of the show? So I don't know, because, you know, maybe people don't want to hear us. Maybe they not. We born. I don't know. But let me tell you, it's Baby Mama versus Baby Daddy, and we getting it in. So if you got any questions, hit us up right now. We on the line. You know what I'm saying? Because there's
one side and there's the right side, which is the woman's side. So let's go.
Let's get it. 571-269. You on the line. Who we got? Are we there?
Pulling in the show live. Michelle and First. What's going on?
Hey, baby.
Hey, y'all.
What's up?
Damn, First is like that.
Let me tell you, T, I'm gonna have to send you a picture of this young lady that's on the line right now. You know what I'm saying? That's our author right there, Cash Money. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, your phone might blow. Your phone might just explode. Real talk, beast. You know what I'm saying?
It might just blow.
It will.
I'm trying to tell you. Shout out to SXL.com for putting Cash on the cover. You know what I'm saying? Yo. But you're about to say, shit, baby mama. So, yo, I lied. What's popping with it? Victoria.
Wait, hold on. Our baby mama, though. I honestly don't like that title. We got to rephrase that.
You're a mother.
Baby mama, I think of hood rats when I think of baby mama. I ain't trying to go that way.
But let me tell you. Anybody that read the book, Baby Mama, in stores right now, Walmart, Target. I ain't trying to plug it, but it is what it is. 20,000 copies sold.
Is that
Baby Mama? You know what I'm saying? Baby Mama's classy. We bring it classy. You know what I'm saying? The Baby Mama. Real talk. Real talk.
Yeah,
so anybody that, you know what I'm saying? Because Michelle was gangster in Baby Mama. She was real gangster. You know what I'm saying? But she was classy,
I got
too.
I got in touch with my inner Negro in Baby Mama. And then I got in touch with my inner female.
But real talk, Cash only is supposed to be on the line. She's supposed to be finishing up them 3,000 words she got left. Real talk. So I don't mean to cut her off, but she
has to
be
writing right now.
I got
now.
The text.
She
I was like,
right.
Yo, let me make sure I just call right quick. You need to
get that Moscato and go ahead and finish. You got 3,000 words left. You think I forget about that text.
I'm supposed to be right now. We're
supposed
to be partying for somebody's birthday.
I'm supposed to be... He's trying to be nice and try to say Moscato, the lady drink. He know what we do. It's Quavo tequila all day straight. We don't do Moscato.
We don't do girly drinks. Tequila shots.
Thank you. Tequila shots.
Thank you.
Hey, there you go. Hey, let me get this 619-244 calling in. Who we got on the line?
You brought boxes or you already had that box?
That's San Diego.
That's
619 San Diego.
It's Cali.
Yeah,
Cali, baby.
Cali's in the house.
Sunshine
and
Stan, what up?
What's going on? Cali.
Let me hear them hard R's. Where they at?
Cali, you on the line?
Cali got shy. It's okay.
Cali, don't be shy on us.
Where my fellas that's going through the child support issues? Where they at? Because you know what I'm saying? It seems like
they don't want to talk about it. So where
the G's at that want to know, you know, how they can maybe mend the situation with the mother of their kids or whatever. Come on.
Do you have some good dudes out there that really be trying to work this stuff out? And then you got women that's just jealous or hating on the other woman that won't let the father do what he wants to do. So I need them to call in with their questions because I see that a lot.
Right. Y'all hit the line. Y'all know y'all listening. 646-478-5209. But you know what?
Yeah.
I got one I'm going to throw out because my man, what was his name, Breon, the question he asked, you know, I had a partner, you know, that I was doing some things with. And this man's situation was so messed up, you know, because, you know, his girl, you know, they had got together, you know, almost walked out. It didn't work out, you know, went on. The kids are now, you know, like 7 and 8. You know, this man has got to maintain two households because, you know, this little situation she got, you know, where she would not let the kids go to his house where him and his wife lives now.
Not a girlfriend, but a wife.
Right, his
really?
Wife. You know, she don't want his kids around. So he's actually got two houses that he paid for. One that he has to go to, you know, in order to keep all the drama down. He stays at this house, you know, when his kids are spending the weekend and everything with him, you know, and then he's got his house with his wife, you know, and for me, it's totally unfair. You know, I don't try to get into the man's business, but I mean, at a certain point, you really got to put your goon hand down.
No, he need to step up and man up in that situation. Like, there are legalities that prevent stuff like that from happening, where he can get his children if he wants his children. He can see them regardless.
Exactly.
He's married to this woman, so legally, she's their stepmother. So he you know, their mother, their biological mother, can really, she can be upset about it, and that's about it. She can get used to that upset feeling. That's what I tell her, get used to it.
Right.
No.
Hey, look, it's 313 calling now. I got 313-585. You're on the line. Who we got?
Big Daddy Almighty from the Motor City.
Hey, what's going on, man? Big Daddy.
What's cooking?
I ain't calling the nigga Big Daddy.
First of all, I want to shoot a shout out to all y'all. Nice to be listening to y'all tonight.
That's what's up.
Y'all talking about a hell of a subject.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now I don't use my baby mama or my baby daddy. I just say my daughter's mother.
There you go.
You know, and I'm her daddy. And I'm her daddy. Now, the thing is this. I only got one issue because I don't have child support issue because I handle my business. You know what I'm saying?
Good job.
You know,
congratulations.
Right.
You get
but
a gold
the thing
star.
Is, the thing is, the only issue I have with my daughter's mother is because y'all brought the subject up saying she won't let me keep my daughter if I got another girlfriend, you know. She won't let me take her around to another woman. But yet, she won't me to let her take her around to other men.
Other dudes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right.
You know, I'm
that's
like,
crazy.
Wait a minute. That's double standards right there.
Big time.
It is. You know? Like, you have child molesters out there. She need to be, like, really, you need to put your foot down on that because you have men that will touch little girls. You have men out there, like, she needs to be qualifying these dudes. So if she's going to come at you like that, you need to come at her the same way.
Well, you know,
if
I don't
want to have her around girlfriend, she can't have her around dudes.
I can't get into fights. I refuse to get into arguments with her, you know, because I don't want my daughter to be exposed to all that type of drama.
Mm-hmm.
So
right,
what I do... What happens is I have to go to my family members because she hurting herself and my daughter because she refused to let me take her when I need her and want her. But she would drop her off over to my sister's them house, and then my sister's them got to call me and say, your daughter over here for the weekend. And then I got to go and take care of her over the weekend. Then I got to have her back before her mama come back and get her Sunday night.
Right. Yeah, and that right there is crazy. Perk, you still there, right, big man?
Yo, click me on.
Okay. Yeah. You there, man. You in.
Oh, okay. Hey, all right, this what I would do, homie. This is what I would do. And I trust me, I feel the frustration and pain. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And I know... I feel it, and I'm not trying to get spiritual on you, but, like, anybody that tell you that know me, it always comes up in every situation in my life, B. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know your spirituality level or whatever.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
My mother always say, just say a prayer. Just please, Lord.
Nah, and I'm going to tell you real talk because what it is, like, people, and I use, and I don't know if you heard earlier what I had to do with my ex-wife. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I didn't hear that part.
But, like, what I had to really do, I had to pray. I had to ask the Lord to touch my ex-wife's heart. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes, and you know what I'm saying? And this I truly, like, in certain situations where you really just got to rely on your faith to just say, you know what, Lord, I don't know what she's going through in her life or in her mental state.
Well, she got
you know
issues.
What I'm
she got mental yeah,
yeah, so, issues. So that's what I'm saying. So listen to me now because right now,
it's turning
into a ministry what we're talking about right now. So what you just going to have to do, you're going to have to ask the Lord because it's bigger than you. You know what I'm saying? This situation, only he can work that out. You get what I'm saying? So you just going to have to every night, even when you with your daughter, this is what I want you to even do. And this is what the Spirit is telling me to do right now for you to do with your daughter. I got to stand up because I was just sitting there. I got to stand up on this one because, you know what I'm saying, this is what I need you to do. Every time you with your daughter, you just pray with her. You know what I'm saying? So when she goes back to that environment with her mother, with the mother of your kid, you know what I'm saying? The blood is on her. And then what might just happen, the blood that's on her will at least might even trickle on your baby mother. You get what I'm saying?
Well, I feel you.
You know
that's
what I'm saying?
What
so
my
mother,
you, my mother,
you know
my mother, my mother tell me that all the time. But I can't do nothing if she got issues, you know.
But think about it. If your mother, now I don't know you from a can of paint. If your mother's telling you this and a total stranger is telling you the same thing,
yeah,
you got to lose, brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
you probably done tried everything else. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes, like, think about it. We try everything else, but the simplest thing that we can try is prayer and we're like, yeah, but did you do that? And then how long did you do that? Because sometimes, you know what I'm saying, it takes a minute for prayer to really start to work. You can probably pray on something for three whole years. And I say that because it took 5 years for baby mama to hit Walmart.
Well, we prayed on it years ago.
You get what I'm saying?
I've been praying for 13 years.
So it may take another 14 years or whatever, but I'm trying to tell you, you know what I'm saying? Like, and by you doing that, though, you're also covering your daughter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, you know, and then what it also is going to do with you, it's going to help your spirit. You know what I'm saying? Because then you're going to just be at ease. Like, you know what, Lord? I can't control her. I ain't even going to try to fight this situation no more or whatever. If I got to keep going over my sister's house or whatever to see my daughter, trust me, she's going to get older. You know what I'm saying? Next thing you know, your daughter is going to realize everything that daddy did. Daddy prayed with me. Daddy did this. Daddy did
that. Right,
you know what I'm saying? And your baby mother, she got to see the Lord. You know what I'm saying? She got to see the Lord.
The bottom line is that's what it's coming down to. That's what it's coming down to now, because she's 13 now. So now she's starting to peak the game. She's like, wait a minute, Mom. You've been telling me negative stuff about Daddy, but Daddy is always there for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right. So what the hell? She's seeing it now. And she calls me all the time now. She got my number. She know my number by heart. And she calls me all the time, like, Daddy, I need this. Daddy, I need that. I said, oh, my God. You know, now it's getting to the money problem. But the bottom line is not about the money. It's the fact is she is starting to realize that her mama has been misleading her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, brother, I know you ain't calling T.D. Jakes line or the Christian line today. I know that. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm telling you right now, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, I'm not trying to diss you or nothing like that, but I'm not too much of a religion person. You know, my mother, let me ask you one thing,
and you ain't got to be religious. You ain't got to be sanctified, but everybody, this is real talk, brother. You can't deny this. Everybody has faith. Everybody got faith in something. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So if you
well,
got
you know,
this 1% of
faith,
faith
right.
that
Okay. All I can say is, let me
That's
just say this. If you try everything else and nothing works, try the one thing you ain't tried before, which is what your mama told you, which is what you got somebody else telling you.
Well, you know, I got faith. Hey, let me get
some more callers in here, all right?
Yeah. Hey, listen,
we try to get you back on, all right, brother? Thanks for tuning in and everything, man.
Hey, I'll be here. I'm here 3 days a week. I'm here on Wednesday, Thursdays, and Friday.
Hey, no doubt, man. Thanks for the support, man. Much love. Now, much love.
Yo.
Hey, let me grab this 843-209 caller. 843, what area code is that?
South Carolina. Yeah. Well, I just called because first told me y'all was on, so I'm just listening. My name is Dee.
That's South Cat right there.
What are y'all talking about? Baby mama versus baby daddy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, you gotta listen, man. It's popping right now.
I wanna listen and stuff so that way I can be able to talk the next time around. So I'm gonna listen tonight.
Yo, you gotta listen. Yeah, you gotta hang up and listen because it's hot right now. I don't even think. People, you can't handle this conversation right here.
I can handle this because I'm a baby mom and I got a baby daddy.
You stay tuned in, right? All right?
Okay.
All right, now. Hey, we got a JoJo on here. We got 770940. Hey, who we got left? What's happening?
It's Lawless, baby.
It's Lawless, baby, all day. What's going on?
Yes, sir. It's Lawless. Lawless forever.
It's Lawless.
Mr. Perez.
Lawless.
Mel Lawless.
Let me speak, because I am going through the baby daddy, baby mama situation, I do not argue or fight with none of them. I have two. We are very cordial. I will walk away.
There you go.
If you fight me over the kids, I'm the type of bad mama. I will leave the kids with you.
I'm going to leave her with you.
You won't fight? Because I'm going through a divorce. I'll leave the kids with you. How about that? And he'll get the call, and girl, you know that after a week, he like, you need to come back.
Do some hair and all that other stuff. I feel you.
Once it gets too hot, man,
he gonna
get the kids back, right?
He like, I can't do this.
But, oh, this is what you go through all week long. Now I appreciate you. Yes, that's what it takes sometimes. That's what it takes.
He texts and calls, when you coming back?
Right. Exactly. Having a fit. I can't take on the princess no more.
You can't do the daughter's hair.
Exactly.
You don't know how to cook. You don't know how to pay for bills.
Hey, he might mess around and shop because, you know, I've been doing my baby girl's hair since they come in. He mess around and shop.
Yo, I've been trying to do that, man. And my little girl, she won't never let me touch her hair, man. She's like, no, daddy.
Hey, man, I had practice, man. We sent our little sister to school looking jacked up, man. We doing her hair. We had to get her ready. So I had practice, man. I already got snapped on about messing up hair, mad because somebody said something about the hair in school. You know what I'm saying? I already went through there.
Like the words say, this too shall pass.
Shall
you know what I'm saying?
My man.
It'll pass. You know what I'm saying? The storm, you know, I remember that song that we sang in church years ago. The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. You know what I'm saying? So even for that woman out there that if you're dealing with he's not paying no money or this and this, this too shall pass. And we understand it's hard and whatever, and we're not trying to make this, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I said in the beginning, T, it's not about the baby mama book or it's not about the child support book or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If we can just, like, even on our fan page, like, Nichelle can vouch for me, we was giving away free stuff to mothers. Like, you know, we got criticized for giving away $200 worth of rental
hair.
Sponsored
yeah.
by our girl Jay. You know what I'm saying?
Tokyo Lush hair. Mm-hmm.
But what we was doing that because we knew we seen a need on our fan page that there's mothers out there that they, you know what I'm saying, they can't do that because they're taking care of the kids, so some of them don't have the luxury to go to the salon or do this and do that. So we was like, if we can maybe get you a gas card or whatever, and do that. You know what I'm saying? So we understand it's bigger than us trying, you know what I'm saying? And this is real talk, and I think Michelle can vouch for me. Whoever's listening, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, we're not telling you to go out tomorrow and buy the book. We'll be blessed if you do because, you know, when we're blessed, we're trying to bless other people. But like I said, if the three of us on this line right now can just help that mother, father, or whoever that's listening, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, is there another caller? You know what I'm saying? Is there another caller
let's
on the line?
Let's grab this. We got somebody calling Skype. You know, Skype don't let you see no numbers.
Okay.
All you see is a bunch of ones. Hey, I got somebody Skype calling in. Who we got on the line? Are you there, caller?
Skype.
You've got Lawless Radio. Go ahead. Look at that, man. I think that was probably the government listening in. They want to make sure we ain't telling people to not pay their child support. That's what that is. We going to listen. We finna tax these fools if they said don't pay. You know, but I mean, you know, it make good sense what you say because, I mean, I know a lot of fathers, you know, who handle their business, you know, and I mean, they go without, you know, and when you're saying you giving out hair and stuff like that, you know, for the mothers and everything, I can really feel that, you know, because, you know, to be a parent, you know, I watched my granny, man, you know, my granny, man, she had, like, the same boots, you know, for, like, about 4 or 5 winters in a row. You know what I'm saying?
Your granny in Chicago?
Yeah.
Granny made I always say hi to his granny every like once a week. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool with his name. I always cut him off, but I always mess with his granny. And I'm like, yo, I tell his sister, I'm like, yo, I seen granny at the club a couple weeks ago.
Keep eye on granny. I'm just saying.
Real quick, she just texted me. Yo, shout out to our agent, Jolynn, the best agent in the world. She's listening, home with the kids, you know what I'm saying? She got a girl group. She like the Joe Jackson girl group. She got, her daughter group, so I got to shout them out. But, yo, I need another caller, man. We need another, matter of fact, a more caller with child support. Like, I don't know where she at. Yo, what it is. Come on, now. Baby daddy.
We got a 513 calling in right now. Let's see this 513-541. Who we got on the line?
I think that's her.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you so quiet? Hey.
Hey.
Hey, boo-boo.
We're
in big from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Not the natty on the line. Who wanna introduce yourself? Who this?
This is Gwen B from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Not Gwen B from the natty.
Gwen
B, aka Gangsta Boo.
Gangsta Boo, really? My comment is I'm listening to you about baby mama, also the baby daddy. I think both ways. Being into the business where you take care of children, you have controversy with mother and father. Mm. And I feel that not only is it be a controversial or a who take care of the kids, because we're going to go through this regardless. With the, I heard the real man speaking about his daughter and how he had to go by looking for his daughter and how he can't bring the child around his significant other, but the mother can. I feel like as a dog, we need to step up into society and we not use our children as tools and work.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Because the children are innocent. At the end of the day, it takes a village to raise the children.
Our
children as tools to regulate our relationship or whatever the circumstances is, the children hurt. And I just feel that when we're talking about baby mama and baby daddy, at the end of the day, what about the children?
What about the kids?
That's why I always remind my friends that you are raising a person. You can't think of it as, oh, this is just a baby or this is just a child or whatever. It's a person. You're raising somebody that's going to go out into the world that's going to reflect your values. They're going to reflect what they've seen because children are sponges. And you can't wring out the bad stuff that they see. So you need to be diligent in what you do around them and what you say around them and what they take in. And I tell all my girls that.
So we have to work as together because we can keep praying and asking the Lord to survive us and give us the strength. And I work with, like I said, with kids every day. And they're not only the parents' kids, they're my kids, too. And
right.
I'm right or wrong, too. And whether they have a mother or father in their life, as long as they have someone, that's the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe the kids need to be taken care of, but we all here as a society take up the children.
Ms. Glenn, let me ask you something real quick. What's the name of your daycare in the Natty? Because if I lived in Cincinnati, I would love to take my kids there. So if it's anybody listening and you live in Cincinnati, go ahead. Now, this is what I'm saying. This is what we're here for. What's the name of your daycare real quick?
The name of my daycare is Gwen Truly Blessed Daycare.
Gwen Truly Blessed Daycare?
Truly Blessed Daycare, yeah.
Yep, got that.
Mm-hmm. Now, anybody listening to that
Gwen, right, Gwen, if you follow us on Facebook, just on Facebook, go to the Lawless Radio page and post that link up. You know, we send out a blast every Sunday, you know, for the businesses that support us and the business that we support, you know, and I'd love to add you to that list. So just go there and post the link, and we'll add it to our distribution.
And I would love to speak out because me, myself, my kids is grown, and I love all children, and I keep all kids. And I just say that, you know, I love the idea, and I'm here to support, and I love it. And I'm just saying it's a great cause for the children, also for the parents. But we need to educate both sexes, female and male.
That's what matters, educate the parents always.
That's what happened. When you get knowledge, you just nobody, you don't notice. Ain't three of us, we ain't say nothing. We just said, yes, Ms. Gwen.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Hey, thank you for calling in. Now, thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Bill.
What I think what she said though made a whole lot of sense. And I mean, she touched on a few points, you know, and one of those points being, you know, kids no longer being kids. You know, these kids are basically assets for whichever side is basically controlling the kid. You know, that could be the baby daddy that, you know, that's got all of this money and the family truly need it. You know, the mom's in the pits, you know, she really can't do it. She really need this, you know, this money from this guy. You know, and it's basically, you know, I ain't gonna do for you if, you know, you got my kids, you know, and then it can work the other way with the moms, you know, man, you wanna see my kids, you got to. And that's one of the bad things that you see also often where the kids are no longer kids. They're basically pawns in a game between, you know, two people or however many people involved in this situation. And then, you know, when she said, you know, you don't need a father, you know, mother, just a kid needs somebody. And I think that part right there with this whole struggle, I think that part gets overlooked oftentimes with the struggle because you got the moms, you know, she's so mad at the pops. You know, to where she making sure she's bad-mouthing the pops to the kid
every chance he get until it becomes that you just like your daddy. You know, and for the daddies, you know, bad mouth the mom, and now it's to the point you just like your mom. So if you done did all of this ridiculing a dad and you done said dad ain't nothing, daddy, you know, he's garbage, you know, he's crap under your feet, and now you telling me that I'm just like him, not only do I not have a father, but I ain't got a mother either. You know, and that is a bad position to be in as a kid, you know, trying to understand. And I mean, kids, they need love, they need attention, and now they're not getting it from either side because mom's mad at daddy. You know, so that right there, she, you know, her touching that is really serious right there.
Hey, yeah,
hey,
go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, I said I just got a question off the text line. A young lady, her daughter just got suspended for stealing Starburst from the teacher, and she asked what should her punishment be. And I just want to tell her, I think the punishment should be, one of the punishments should be is while class is being taken place, I would have the daughter return the candy and let everybody know in the class. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes I say this because let me tell you what I did to my oldest son, Montre. His mother called me. She was like, he won't clean up his room or whatever, whatever. I said, oh, for real? So he got a Facebook page. I said, okay. I said, now, you can hit a kid or whatever, but especially when they get that age. You know how they, I said, embarrassment, when you that age, it lasts longer. I said, so, okay, let's do this. Take a picture of his little mess that he got in the corner with the dirty socks and drawers and everything. I said, take a picture and make that his profile pic on Facebook. I said, I guarantee you he won't do it again. Let me tell you, T and Michelle, ever since that day, I ain't had no problem with Trey.
No, I ain't had no problem with him.
I was like, because, you know, my ex-wife, she's like, I'm going to beat him. I said, okay. I said, Trey weighed almost 200 pounds. I said, no. I said, do embarrassment. So the young lady that just texted me, you know what I'm saying, that question, I would say use some type of form of embarrassment, not going over the line, but let's say you have her return the candy while the class is going on and apologize to the teacher, but make her apologize on why she, I just want to in front of the whole class so everybody knows, like, oh, my God. Taquana stole candy. You know what I'm saying? Because you can say, well, no TV, no do this, but whatever. You know, like embarrassment.
Compound it. You know, my daughter. My daughter was I believe she was 5 at the time. You know, we was at a Walmart. You know, and she saw this little thing that she wanted. And she was like, man, you get this for me? Like, no, you know them. Look. Tranky garbage that you don't call them. You put that thing back. When we get out to the car, you know, she got it. Yep. I ain't like, hey. So you ain't got away with it, my girl.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You go ahead and you tap it real quick. But you know what I did with the ball? I took that little ball, man, and I taped it on the wall. Taped it on the wall where she could see it. And dared it to come off the wall. Ain't nothing worse than having that reminder. But you want it so bad. It's there in your face, you know, and that's what I did with my kids. Because, you know, kids will do that. They'll grab the little whatever and get out of the store.
Yeah,
well, all my
kids,
you know, so far, with the exception of the youngest one, all the you know, three of them at least, got their story about something they got out of the store with, you know, and I put them on the line, and they'll tell you what daddy do. That is embarrassing. I dare it to come down.
Yeah,
I will paint the house and paint around it. I dare you to come back.
Yeah.
You know, you won't look at it. Hey, 619, I got another 619. Let's see a 619-244.
Is that Cali? Is that Cali?
Cali's in the house.
It sounds like Gina Love.
Hello?
Cali, you in there?
Hello?
Hey. Hello?
Who is this?
This is Gina.
A nice
Gina
Love.
Hi.
Yes,
what's going on?
Represent Facebook.
Represent. I know, right? This topic deep. I got some situations myself. Number one, I have 2 kids, but I don't like to be called a baby's mama.
Yeah.
I prefer. My situation is my daughter's dad, he chooses not to be in her life, but I don't hate him. He just chooses not to be in her life. So by him doing that and my mother taking care of her, they want to come after me for child support. That's my daughter.
Wow.
That's my daughter. I don't have a problem with that, but I do and I don't. I don't have a problem with it because it's my daughter. I'm going to do whatever. What I have a problem with is I'm in my daughter's life. So just because my mom needed help, they want to come after me.
Yikes. That is wild.
Wow.
And everybody's like, well, that's the ultimate below the belt. I'm like, I'm not going to hate him. That should be, even though my daughter's 10, that should be her choice. I'm not going to choose for her if she doesn't want her dad in her life.
Right.
Now, my son, dad had CPS get involved. Do I hate him? No. Do I have animosity toward him? Yes.
Yeah.
But the reason I say I can't hate them, kids didn't choose to be here, and they didn't choose who their parents are going to be. So I can't hate their dads, you know. And even though I'm on chapter 11, I've been lacking on the book lately. I'm sorry, you guys.
No,
because when I first got it, I was reading it, y'all know. I was keeping y'all updated on it. but I've been lacking lately.
Nah, you good.
But
let me ask you, with your mother, she can't take you off and put the father on paper? She don't want to do that?
The father, well, when I originally had my daughter, the father is. And my mom, and I give my mom props because she did tell me, she was like, I'm going to need help. I'm going to have to go down to the welfare people. And I'm like, okay. But I'm thinking, I'm in my daughter's life, so they're going
right.
to still continue to go after the dad. But how California is, it doesn't matter. If neither one of the parents is in the household, they'll go after both.
Wow.
So she getting a check from you and him?
She don't get a check for him for nothing. She only got a check from him once.
What?
She doesn't get a check.
Radar, huh?
She doesn't get a check from me because I'm not working. So don't think I'm a bad mom, everybody out there. But I, like I said, I do see my daughter. I do get groceries. I do, and then when I do have money, I do for my daughter.
You do what you can, right? But he ain't doing nothing.
Right.
No.
Because can't your mama do a kickback? Because I've seen situations where, let's say, the mother would put the father on child support because of, you know, situations, but they live together.
No,
but
I would
she'd kick it right back to him. You know what I'm saying? Like, so couldn't your
mother
do
how
like a kickback?
You
want to
know how you want to know how reversed and kind-hearted I am? I choose to not have neither one of my kids' dad pay child support. My daughter's dad lyrically told me because we had got into it, and he just decided while I was pregnant, get out, because he wanted to believe the rumor that I cheated on him, which I didn't. So my family back east, because I'm from Detroit, but my family back east was like, okay, you got your mom in Cali. Just have your mom. It's her first grandbaby anyway. I told him. I sent the birth certificate out there. It's like, sign it. He refused to sign it. They were like, you're going to need help. File for child support. I was like, no, I'm not going to do it. Let him man up and be, and I'm going to give him the option to be in his daughter's life. Even now, only reason I had to do it is because I needed assistance. That's how it works out here. If you go for the government assistance, you have to do the child support. But even now, I'll tell him. I'm like, I'm not keeping you out of your daughter's life. He refuses to do anything for her. Now my son's dad, he does everything. Even though we have the CPS case, he's still in this. He's in this, my 3-year-old's life, my son. It's just I have that animosity because I have to fight to get him back because CPS took him, but I don't hate him. You see what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah. So that's why I said I just lyrically had to call in and share today because I'm saying it's a lot. Don't just think that the baby, well, I don't like to use the term baby dad, don't think the dads suffer because the moms suffer too, having to pay child support.
I see.
And get labeled
But in reality, like I said, it goes back to what the one caller said. In reality, it's about the kids. The kids shouldn't have to suffer. They didn't choose to be brought into this world.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And God must have thought the two people that made him was capable of doing something, because God knows who he wants you to be have a baby with. So that you couldn't have hated him that much. You laid down with him.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, let me get some more music going, man, and I am going to come back with y'all. All right. Hey, y'all, this is that new Jay Silver, man, that Falling in Love, man. Hot joint, man. Really love it, man. Y'all check it out, man.
Don't you worry about a thing, cause I'll never be late. Late night, creeping with any other girl, cause you're the 6 billion, baby, you're my one and only world. And girl, I got the finance to afford your finance, but we can throw it out and just enjoy the romance. With no milk, baby girl, I want to spoil you. Then that night, lay you down, wrap in foil in my arms, cause baby, it is all for you. Sincerely, Mr. Too Damn Good to You. Everything filled up my life like decorations by Vera Wang. So I hope that you're listening, the best you ever have, baby. That's what my mission is. So I'm positioning to white out your X-Men. Not a ninth grader, but sure, I'll be your freshman. Cause you're my first thought, hear what I dreamt last. Two lines in the row, the one that I can't pass. So why would I, even without a good eye, I can still see you be the one I do goodbye. So it's never goodbye, baby, I just see you later. When I hug your curls like the sides of an Indy racer. So how could I ever go wrong with a steroid love? How we going so strong? So when they say that I'm just too damn good to you, I just tell them, nah, you're just too damn good to lose.
Moving out, I thought about, but all I know is she for sure. You may come, you you may go. I don't know how you may roll. Therefore, I just do my thing. In my lane, run my game. Option weighing on my scale. Relationships is earthly hell. Forgive me if you feel ignored. Truly, I do cut for you. Hopefully, you can see. Wait a while and we can be.
I hear your stories of tragic times, but I still deserve to be treated right. When you ignore me, you just show me that I'm never on your mind. How can you look at me the way you do? Then seem to have no follow through. If you want me like you said before, then why am I being ignored? How can you grin at me from ear to ear? Then prove that you'd be so insincere. If you want me, what you're waiting for? Tell me why am I being ignored? How can you look at me the way you do? Then seem to have no follow through. If you want me like you said before, then why am I being ignored? How can
it's your boy Bo Deal, boss of Chicago, ground up representative, Killer Clan Chief, the Grand Wizard. Support your local come up at Lawless Radio. You already know what it do, man. Get right or get left.
This is your boy Jay's Verse from World Mob ENT. You know, Mr. I Get It.
We get money,
you know,
dollars.
When I'm checking that music that's hot for the streets, you know, them independent artists is burning it up. There's only one place I look. It's TL and Lawless Radio. That's right. I said my station. TL and Lawless Radio.
What's up, you listening to Kilo P. Greedy and Lawless Radio, Crucial Conflict Church. Yo, what up? This your boy Nevermore, Crucial Conflict. You know what I'm saying? Lawless Radio all day, every day. You play it, you hear it, you did.
Yeah, it's your boy Piano Man rapping Lawless Entertainment. You on the grip grind with TL.
TL.
Hey, man, y'all listening to Lawless Radio, man. Sponsored by the world's illest entertainment company, Lawless Entertainment. Reminding y'all to check me out every Wednesday night here doing the same thing, baby. That'll support your local come up. All right, we have come to the end of this show, man. So I'm going to send these shouts out to my people out there, man. Y'all know, first and foremost, man, I want to thank all y'all for making this possible, man. Thank y'all for tuning in, man. But I got to send a shout out to my people out there working airlines, my people out there at Frontier, at AirTran in Milwaukee, my people out there at AirTran Frontier at Chicago's Midway, United at O'Hare, Chicago, my people out there, U.S. Airways, Frontier and AirTran in Atlanta. Y'all keep those planes in the sky, rain, sleet, or snow. Y'all make sure them planes go, and you do it all so well. If nobody else says thank you, if nobody else says they appreciate, trust and understand, the chairman does. Hey, to get my people back on here, we're going to go ahead, man, and wrap this up, man.
Yeah.
First,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know what? Ladies first. We're going to do a ladies first.
Uh-huh.
All right, we're going to do a ladies. Okay, so for my ladies out there, you know, that are feeling themselves jaded, you know, jilted, you know, by this would-be deadbeat pops, you know, who don't know what to do, you know, and really think that, you know, he's a necessity, you know, for her to go on, you know, and raise these kids right. What advice would you give her?
Me, personally?
Yes.
Like I tell all my homegirls, because I've got 4 guy kids, and I always say it, I say it over and over again, you don't need anybody to make it. You don't need nobody to help you. You don't need nobody to make you succeed. Even if you got to work 2 or 3 jobs, you can make stuff work by yourself. You can be mama, you can be daddy, you got to do whatever you got to do so that this child sees you are a happy individual, so they grow up to be a happy individual. Because you don't want your baby dependent on nobody for nothing. If they think mommy needed somebody to do something and that's why mommy couldn't do it, then they're going to feel like when they grow up, I need somebody to do something for me. So in order to make your child independent and, you know, a lot of them are staying on their own, you have to basically be their role model. And it hurts, and I know, and that's why I tell all my girls, you got to cry about somebody leaving you, cry behind closed doors. Don't let your baby see you upset about no dude leaving you or no girl leaving you. You cry behind closed doors, and when you with your baby, let your baby know that that's all you need. Make your daughter or your son or your child feel like you are all I need to be happy. I don't need nobody else to make me happy, because when somebody else walks out and you upset and depressed and drinking in front of them, they'll start to get that in their mindset that I want enough for mama to be happy. It wasn't, I couldn't do it. It won't me. And you basically, you raising a broken individual. And that's what I tell every single one of my homegirls all day long, every day. Just had this conversation like 2 o'clock this morning.
Right. And you know what? I really feel that. And I mean, I would say that that's probably the best piece of advice to give. I mean, you can't drop your head, you know, and let them know that you defeated, because you going into this situation defeated, making them think that, you know, you having them, you came up on the losing end of the stick.
Exactly. You know? Like, they're not enough for you. So always make your children feel like they're in your world. That's what makes you happy. Make them feel like, you make me happy. I don't need nobody else but you. And that way, when they grow up, they're going to know, I don't need nobody else to make me happy, because mama was happy with just me. I'm happy with myself. And whoever I'm with, I'm going to be happy with. And that's all that's important. Cause like I said, at the end of the day, you're raising an adult. And whether you want to raise a happy individual or a serial killer, it's up to you. So that's my personal opinion on it.
Right. Now, I dig that. Now, you know what? I'm gonna throw it's going to be kind of hard. It's going to be a kind of hard one going at you, though. But, you know, first, okay, you said, you know, the relationship and everything, you know, with mother of your children is good.
Yeah.
You know, you got cats out there that said that they can't achieve that. Now, I know you said, you know, you prayed on her, you prayed, you know, and all of that. But, you know, just you yourself individually, you know, as just that person, you know, what actions did you take, you know, to make these waters smooth to where it was that open line of communication where you can get that call, you know, hey, the room is messed up, talk to the kid, because we're parenting the kid. You know, what did you yourself do?
It started with me. I had to, like, as an individual, you got it, like, okay, I had to let stuff go that I had, you know, what I had issues with the mothers of my kids. So, like, so whatever that father that's out there listening, whatever issues that he may think he had with the mother of his children, he got to let that go. You know what I'm saying? So I just had to personally let that go, meaning, and this is issues that a lot of fathers have, and this is one of them. Well, man, I pay her money, and the money don't go to the kids. If it don't, it don't, man. Okay, let that go. Well, man, she tell my daughter, okay, but your daughter will get older and will realize if you're doing my thing, if you just doing what you got to do, and as far as not even money-wise, if you picking up your daughter and y'all doing this and y'all doing that together, trust me. Like, I don't care if you're the mother of your kids say he was the worst daddy in hell. Trust me, when a child when a child gets older, they going to know what you did and what you didn't do. You know what I'm saying? So whatever, so I'll just tell that guy there, whatever issues you, I just personally had to let my little go with them. You know what I'm saying? And once I did that, you know what I'm saying? Like we, you know, like we, man, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have great conversations. The communication line is open and everything. Matter of fact, me and April, my oldest daughter, like, we're planning Jasmine's 316 coming up in May. You know what I'm saying? And mind you, I pay support. You know what I'm saying? And it has nothing to do with what I pay. Like, but that's the stuff that we do. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, she just asked me. She was like, "Yo, are you good? Do you need anything?" I was like, "Wow, nah, I'm good." So you know, like, when you just let that stuff go, you know, and then and they'll say if they have a boyfriend or vice versa. You know what I'm saying? Just open the lines of communication with everybody. Like, every time I call my baby mother in New York, and her boyfriend's there, "Yo, tell Mark I said what's up." And little stuff like that, it even make him feel, you know what I'm saying, that you giving respect to the, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then what happened is, too,
all that little stuff helps. And I know a lot of guys or even girls, they don't want to do that. But I'm trying to tell you, even if you call your baby daddy and the girl is at the house and you don't like her, I guarantee if you start saying, tell Michelle I said hi, and you're not coming from a malice point, he's going to start to feel comfortable to do stuff, even extra stuff. You know what I'm saying? So even if you got to do that to do reverse psychology, just think about what that'll do if somebody, your baby mother calls you, T.L., and said, T, tell your ex-wife, tell your wife I said hi. You like, it's going to throw you off. You're like, oh, okay. Hey, baby, Michelle said, well, why she said, hey, chill with that. She said hi. And she, you know what I'm saying? You're going to check her. I just want to send a shout out to all my kids. I got five. I got three girls and two boys who I just adopted a new one, Kayla out of Detroit. But I got Jasmine, Asia, Kayla, Montre, and Bryce. I just want to send a shout out to all of them. I want to send a shout out to their mothers, Kim, April, and Trina. You know what I'm saying? You know, I just want to say that. I want to throw that out because I'll probably get cussed out, you know what I'm saying, in the morning.
I have three different texts from all of them, like, why you know what I'm saying?
Because, you know, trust me, I even in the thank yous in the books, if you don't send certain shout-outs, they be like,
oh my goodness.
That's what I just had to do personally, T. And like I said, it really, trust me, and it brought me a long way. You know what I'm saying? It taught me how even to communicate better with the mother of my, like now, I just call them just to be like, yo, how you doing today? You know what I'm saying, man? I called April the other day. Like, yo, you good? I'm good. How's that on? And it, man, it goes a long way, man. It really does, you know?
That is it, man. That is it, man. We done hit the end of this show, man. I got to thank y'all, man, for hanging out with me. But y'all you ain't off the hook because you know I'm going to be hitting you up about that show, right?
Man, let's do it, man.
Yeah,
we ready. And they need to buy, yo, let me just plug Baby Mama real quick. Got to plug it. Baby Mama's in stores right now. If it's not at your local Walmart, if you go online to Walmart and order it, they ship it to the store, or you can go to Barnes and Nobles, you can go to Books a Million, you can get off Amazon. But if your bookstore don't have it, if you go to the front counter and say, I want Baby Mama by Michelle Genovese, they will ship it in the store. It's in Barnes and Noble system. It's in all their systems. So even if they don't physically, because you know bookstores is like you can have 10 books there and they can not be in the place where the section is supposed to be. If you go to the front desk and say I want it, they call you a couple days later. You don't have to pay no shipping or handling, nothing like that. When it comes in, they give you a call and you pay the $12 whatever. But I would just say, you know, and thank you to everybody that have bought the book thus far. But if you didn't get it, I'm trying to tell you, like, it be prepared for a ride.
You
want
to hit them with a kiki?
Go ahead and hit them. They're not ready.
We said for the Tuesday show, we can save it.
But they got to be, but T, they got to be over 21 to get Baby Mama. That's how hot this book is, real talk.
Yes,
like,
definitely.
We don't need no more laws.
Please be of appropriate age.
You know what? Just saying that, you just sold it. Just saying that,
and
you just
parents,
sold
don't
it.
Don't leave your book laying out, because if you got an 8-year-old or older, or maybe 6, kids can read a 6 now. Don't leave the book laying around, because that's how I learned how to write erotica, was from reading all my books.
Did I send you the picture with Michelle on the bearskin rug with the books and everything?
I gotta
send that picture to your phone. Like, once you see that picture, you'll know how hot the book is, man. Put it like this. Michelle Genovese is butt broad naked on the bearskin rug with the Baby Mama books covering her. That's all she got covering her. Like, I tried to show my pastor the picture, and he started speaking in tongues. He's like, don't show me that brother first. I said,
You just sold some more books, man. Hey, man, thank y'all for hanging out.
Thank you, man.
Much success to you, bro. You know we're going to talk.
Thank you for hanging out.
We are definitely going to talk. All right,
man. Thank you.
That is what's up. Thank you.
All
Thank y'all. Hey, y'all, we done hit the end of this show, man. Hey, it shows like this that make me want a 4-5 hour show, y'all. No doubt, man. I mean, when you're hanging and you got good conversation, everything going, man, you do not want to end the show, man. But I'm going to give y'all this renegade, man. I will catch y'all back here next week. All right, y'all, check us out. Make sure you support your local come up. Follow us on Twitter at Lawless Radio. All right, that's it for TL. The Lawless World Order is in full effect.
Go, go,
go,
go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go.
Shimmy and pass me, Miss Louis Vuitton, yes, and Gucci. Your body is calling for me. Now why you trying to squeeze in them jeans and squeeze past me and not try to be seen? My eyes are a homing device, I got my target locked on. Shoot and explode on sight, yeah, that girl is fine. Yeah, she ought to be mine. She rocking that Ed Hardy, the Christian Art of July. And she one of a kind, on a 1 to 10 scale. She a 25, double and a half the dime. So I put in
double and a half the time.
As I creep up with a B.I.G. line, plus she already know that she cut my eyes. We engage in a couple conversational lines. Excuse me, you in the blue jeans, long black hair and boots up to your knees. When you walk by, I seen your hips swing. Body so cold, she gave me a brain freeze. You gave me a brain freeze. You gave me a brain freeze. You gave me a brain freeze. Body so cold, she gave me a brain freeze. Well, run the chick in the brown dress. Body stay rockin' Ella Perla. She is chest, hotter than blue flames. Copper tone skin, swag, cooler than Cool J. Do what you do, babe. Strike up a Catwoman pose. Yes, you can call me your Bruce Wayne. I search for your baby like loose change without the OJ and a Ray Caruth thing. No clothes involved, just your stilettos. Spread them apart, make you hit that falsetto. Get out of line, she known to get ghetto, but still know how to remain professional. Use the definition of a come up, even when your hair and nails are not done up. Fellas wanna run up, chase around the corner, but she got class, the girl was well brought up. Excuse me, you in the blue jeans, long black hair and boots up to your knees. When you walk by, I seen your hips swing. Body so cold, she gave me a brain freeze. You gave me a brain freeze. You gave me a brain freeze. You gave me a brain freeze. Body so cold, she gave me a brain freeze. Make them boys go crazy, baby. They going crazy, baby. You make them boys go crazy, baby. They going crazy, baby. You make them boys go crazy, baby. They going crazy, baby. You make them boys go crazy, baby. They going crazy, baby. Uh-oh,
there she go, go. Uh-oh,
there she go, go.
Uh-oh,
there she go, go.
Uh-oh,
there she go, go.
Uh-oh, there she go, go.
Uh-oh,
there she go, go.
Uh-oh,
there she go, go.
In the blue jeans, long black hair and boots up to your knees. When you walk by, I seen your hips swing. Body so cold, she gave me a brain freeze. You gave me a brain freeze. You gave me a brain freeze. You gave me a brain freeze. Body so cold, she gave me a brain freeze. Excuse me, you in the blue jeans, long black hair and boots up to your knees. When you walk by, I seen your hips swing. Body so cold, she gave me a brain freeze. You gave me a brain freeze. You gave me a brain freeze. You gave me a brain freeze. Body so cold, she gave me a brain freeze.
Life, you gon' run into haters. They tell you what you can't do, who you can't be. They told Martin Luther King that 9 hours didn't work. He did it, and he did it. You know what I'm saying? Check it out, it's the journey, yo.
This is my journey down the road to greatness. Chose my own path, no, you ain't gotta take this path. You can choose your own, just persevere. Pretty soon you'll be here
on the road to greatness.
This is my journey down the road to greatness. Chose my own path, no, you ain't.
the jungle, watch out for the enemy. Check yourself, that's what I do so I can know the enemy. Inside, I feel the pressure, but can't let it kill me. F5, I'm twisted in it, but it don't control me. See the talking, and you can talk it, cause it's elementary. But the walk on that road is different, so be all that you can be. In time, you see the real results and how it gotta be. As you struggle to see the joy in it, just make the history. Sunshine, out of the rain is what I'm doing mentally. I will never give up, I'm telling you to keep your head up with greatness.
This is my journey down the road. Chose my own path, no, you ain't gotta take this path. You can choose your own, just persevere. Pretty soon you'll be here on the road to greatness. This is my journey down the road to greatness. Chose my own path, no, you ain't gotta take this path. You can choose your own, just never give up. Pretty soon you'll end up on the road to greatness.
I was born to hear disco die, and hip hop was born in 1979. So you can say that I was born into it, but if you ask me, I say that I was born into it. You got your own opinion, you entitled to it. I ain't gotta agree and I ain't gotta prove it's wrong. Cause long ago I grew up old, and back then you couldn't tell me that I was broke. My old style of rap, you couldn't tell me that I wasn't dope. Now when I get down, can't tell me that what I wrote ain't really how I feel. Cause now I keep it real, I'm not caring how the masses feel. My appeal to the youngsters is follow your heart, even if your dream is inside the dark. Cause if you don't shoot, you can't hear.
Savior really planned for me, so I stand firm because my path is not an industry, and I'm gonna run into some snakes, struggle with